This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Interesting stat for those of those people that don't think Patrick Mahomes can stay where he has to stay. This is just Jalen Hurts versus Josh Allen in the playoffs. These are the quarterbacks Jalen Hurts has beaten in the playoffs. Patrick Mahomes, Matthew Stafford, Jaden Daniels, Jordan Love. These are the quarterbacks that Josh Allen's beaten in the playoffs. Skylar Thompson, Mac Jones, Mason Rudolph, Bo Nix.
No, he beat Mac Jones.
Mm-hmm. But, you know.
Wait. Say that again, just for those listening in the back.
Quarterbacks that Jalen Hurts has beaten in the playoffs, Patrick Mahomes, Matthew Stafford, Jaden Daniels, and Jordan Love. Quarterbacks that Josh Allen has beaten in the playoffs, Skylar Thompson, Mac Jones, Mason Rudolph, Bo Nix.
Mm-hmm. And Lamar Jackson.
Yeah,
we'll add that one. We'll put the two-time MVP on the list.
Mm. And has he yet to beat Joe Burrow in the
yes.
playoffs?
Has he beaten Patrick Mahomes in the playoffs?
No, I don't believe so.
0-4.
Yeah,
but let me tell you something about Josh Allen in the playoffs, Bob. It's defense. Let him down. We go to what was the news yesterday that broke right around the time you guys were walking out of the studio door, because that's just the way it goes.
Always.
There's just a nice little gift here for Alex and Cody right at 10 o'clock. Hey, by the way, here's what happens with Rashee Rice.
They announced the stadium
all
at 10:02.
Move everything down. Could you imagine?
That would be amazing.
Friday news dump. Well, you know what?
That would actually suck for you if it happens on a Friday at 10:02, because you know they're going to give you a text. You know this group's going to give you a text.
Oh, I can answer those texts on Friday.
Six is going to give you a text.
Sorry, Friday after 10 o'clock, bro, is done, especially today. I got my going out with my friend Paul at 10:45 this morning. We haven't seen each other in years.
Oh, hell yeah.
And so we're going to, he goes, I go, I'm a free at 10. He goes, I'll see you at 10:45.
Sweet.
Okay. So if something happens today, 8 texting Bob Fesco.
Where are you guys going? Are you going to the lake?
It's an undisclosed location at this point in time. I don't know what we're going to do. We'll figure it out.
Get some drinks, hanging out.
It's one of those friends that, you know, we haven't seen each other in a long time, but you just pick up right where we left off.
So it's the best kind, man.
Yeah, so that'll be good. We'll figure out where we're going to go later on.
Have fun.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very little. No state. I think that like Kansas should announce the stadium news tomorrow. It's 8:16.
Yeah, it'd be great. So mean.
That's evil.
So mean.
But no, we're still waiting.
Soon. Which is
any day.
Kind of like soon with the Rashee
Rice.
Which
happens first? Rashee Rice, the suspension is announced, or we know the stadium stuff?
Rashee.
See, I disagree. I think we'll know the Royal stadiums. I don't think we'll know the Chiefs stadium stuff by September 30th, 75 days from now or whatever it is. You know. How long has it been? How long do we have? 45 days, roughly?
Yep. Roughly.
Until September 30th?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And we're, what, 3 weeks away today from the first game of the season?
That's right. Yeah.
21 days.
There you go.
So we've got 45 days, roughly, till we know about Rashi Rice. It'll be five games into the season before we know about Rashi Rice, too. Mm-hmm. People keep saying four. Oh, it's five. He meets Tuesday, September 30th. So that gives him five games to play before they even have the conversation about the suspension, which will be, I don't want to use the term tried because it's not a trial, but a former judge is going to hear this who works for the NFL, only the second time that they've used the former judge in this kind of conversation. So that's interesting to me. And then, of course, whether or not she rules in our favor or their favor, there's going to be some sort of appeals process, I'm sure. And so we're talking, obviously, October before we know, because September 30th is the last. So, I mean, good Lord. You think the stadium stuff is taking long? This is egregious, though, I think.
Yeah, I would rather just have it be said and done. I don't have the theory that, oh, well, the first four games, those are tough games. Good thing they have Rashi Rice there, and also the one in Jacksonville. So five for a game for first five games. To me, it's just more so I would rather just rip the Band-Aid off, let us know what the suspension is, get it over with, move on, mm-hmm. and have everybody in the right set of mind. And some people could say, well, the Chiefs don't deserve that. Rashi Rice doesn't, he should make this sweat. Well, if that's your theory and you want the Chiefs to be punished, then you should want the punishment to happen immediately. Let them suffer for the first 4 weeks of the season or 6 weeks of the season and then move on. Because if you play the first five games and you go 5-0, you've got a little bit of breathing room. If you do miss one of your superstars on the wide receiver roster, then all of a sudden you play the Lions, you'll play the Bills, the Commanders, the Raiders, all those teams in that second wave of the season that we break down, you know, by quarters of the season. So again, I wasn't necessarily maybe as, I don't know, ecstatic as a lot of people were yesterday, where they were like, all right, first four games.
You ran into people that were excited about that.
Yeah. Huh? So like when I'm on a hole four at Dubs Dread yesterday, I was like, so what do you guys want? We got Rashi Rice. And he was like, oh really? What'd they say? What's he getting suspended for? I was like, well, they said he's going to be available for the first four games of the season, or, you know, now that I've known the first five games of the season, but yesterday it was, you know, four games of the season, he's going to be available. And they're like, oh, nice. They have a gauntlet in the first four games. That's good. And I was like, is it? And, you know, there would be like the little, like, you know, water cooler talk, or I guess it was like the Corona talk or the Surfside talk. And it was, well, now that you say it that way, yeah, I'd rather just know what it is. I'd rather not have it linger. Shout out to the Cranberries, I think, is who sings that song.
Do you have to let it linger?
And that's what we should be singing to the NFL and to the committee and all these people that are trying to, like, figure this out. What's fair, what's foul, right. What's not right, what is right. Mm-hmm. And it's like, enough, man. Like, can we just get to a decision? Because we were told, this is just what we were told, kind of like how the Royals told us they were a playoff team. We're going off what we were told. Addison's case and Rashi Rice's case was expedited up so they could get to a sentencing of what his suspension would be. And here we are now. It's going to be September 30th.
Well, that was July 17th when they suspended Addison, guys. It's now a month later, and We're still sitting here, and we're going to go another 45 days. I don't think there's any good time to have a suspension if you're looking at opponents. You got the Chargers, Eagles, Giants, Ravens, Jags, Lions, Raiders, Commanders, Bills, Broncos, okay, Colts, and Cowboys, but they're not going to have them suspended on Thanksgiving, Texans, Chargers, Titans, Broncos, Raiders to close out the season. There's no easy, quote unquote, easy stretch at all on that schedule, right? As of right now, right? We're not like, as the season goes along, we'll be like, oh, we totally misread that schedule. Look how good the Giants became this year. Look how bad the Chargers were. And we had those, like that happens, right? Over the course of a season. But if you're looking at it from a preseason where we are right now, point of view, there's no stretch in there where I'm like, okay, let's have them for this game. Now, maybe you can pick and choose games and have them out for the Giants game and then have them out for the Cowboys game and then the Titans game. Like, that would be nice if you could do that. But this is a very different type of suspension, guys. I mean, it really is. It's only the second time that this judge has heard a suspension hearing. The first time was Deshaun Watson. She levied a six-game suspension on Deshaun Watson. The league appealed that suspension and got it to 11. So that's the thing here is that when she makes the ruling, both the player and the league can appeal if they don't like the suspension that was given out by this judge. Mm-hmm. And so then you go to the appeals process, and that's when Roger Goodell kind of gets involved. I still, until I hear better, I like Florio's conspiracy of having him available for the first five games because it's five different networks and they want to make sure that the
Chiefs
are
there.
Yeah,
but they play like so many network games.
I know they do.
The next three games are on three different networks after the first five, two of which are primetime, one of which is against the divisional
rival. So that's a dumb theory by Florio.
Yeah, I don't like it.
But what else is there? Everybody's just grasping for straws because nobody knows. And when I text people that are in the know and they respond back to me, I guess they're just doing it so you guys can talk about it longer. That tells me frustration is brewing. Everybody's ticked off at this point in time, and we should have had a GD answer a while ago with this.
Apparently, this is more normal as a precedent for the league to conduct an investigation or review findings to assess the discipline.
They've had 18 months to look into this.
I agree. I'm with you. I'm just saying, based on the precedent, 60 to 90 days, September 30th will be 75 days.
60 to 90 days after a sentencing in the court of law.
Yes.
Yeah, but that's the final result. It doesn't change anything that happened before. Legitimately, you cannot change the past, right? We know what Rashee Rice did. That was black and white. We have all of that evidence. You stacked all of that evidence up there, and then you're waiting for the last piece of information. You got what the law decided. You should have already been way ahead on getting a suspension in order at that point in time.
Yeah, they should have said, okay, if the law is going to do this, we're going to do this.
Right.
Okay, if the law is going to judge harder, okay, we'll do this.
Well, you should have plan A, plan B, and plan C or whatever. It's like the conversation I was having with my daughter last night. She goes, oh, I got something that's due on Monday. I go, get it done now because it's Thursday. Then Friday happens. You ain't doing it on Friday. Then Saturday going to happen. You ain't going to want to do it on Saturday. And then you and I are going to fight on Sunday night about getting this assignment done.
Yes. Sunday
get it scaries. Done now. Right? Get it done
Absolutely.
Now. Have it done. You got nothing to do right now. Get it done. Oh, it's only going to take 10 minutes. Then get it done. So this is where I am with the league. You have all this stuff add up. You knew all of this information. You were waiting for one more piece. That was the legal side to tell you what the punishment was. You got that. You should have been able to levy the suspension or already had the conversation about the suspension.
A lot of texts coming in from our friends on the text line, the Jay Southland Tow Service text line. Get in the know with Jay Southland Tow, 913-586-7965. Obviously the suspension must be longer than the Chiefs thought it should be because Rice is requesting a hearing. So maybe they got something and it was like eight games and they were like, absolutely not. So they're taking it to the next level.
I don't know that I agree with that. I think they're taking it to the trial, in my opinion anyway, because he's done so much restitution already. He's already paid over $1 million in damages. He's already gone through a lot of the process off the field stuff and making, you know, things right again, trying his best to make things right. And so maybe he wants to present that side to the judge, if you will. Like, look, I've already done all of this stuff because I know I effed up.
Could be. Yeah, it could be.
I'm just confused at the processes. Like, hey, here's the suspension, six games. Okay, well, we're going to appeal that. Okay, it's four. All right, sounds good. Four-game suspension. Hey, we're going to suspend you for eight. We don't like that. Okay, well, then you can take it to another level. Why do we need to? But that's what they're going to do. They're gonna move this to another sort of hearing, try to plead their case and see what this judge has to say. If she thinks what they say is valid and sound, then they'll be like, okay, well, like in my situation, because watch, then she'll be like, I believe he should be suspended for five games. And then all of a sudden, and by the time they get that resolved, what if that leaks into the playoffs? Like, what if he gets suspended in week 14 and he misses five games? That's week 15, 16, 17, 18, misses the first playoff game. Whether that is the divisional round, whether that's a wild card round, it is now leaked into the playoffs.
Well, and also, too, as we get later into the season, the games start to ramp up a little bit more. I mean, watching that Kingdom documentary and realizing, like, the Chiefs have these big leads. They're 15-1, but they're only like a half game ahead of the number one thing, and every game matters at the end of the season. Like, they had to win that Christmas Day game against Pittsburgh to secure the number one seed, right? So these games matter at the end of the season. So, I mean, you can recover if the suspension is earlier in the season, right? You can, okay, four games at the beginning part of the season, we still have 13 to go. But you get into a groove, you get into a roll, you get this thing moving, and now you got to stop it down for potentially 2, 4, 6, 8, who do we appreciate games?
Also, it adds pressure to those first four games. Because before, it's like, okay, well, we don't have Rashee. If we go 2-2, hell, if we go 3-1, God forbid, 4-0, and then we get the number one option. Now it's like, okay, we're going to lose our number one option in a month, so we've got to go 3-1. We've got to win these games, because if we don't, then we're without our number one option, and we're 500. Yeah, it's
but,
huge.
But I will also say this. They went 15-2 without Rashee Rice for the most for of sure. last year,
for sure.
too, right?
For
like,
sure.
That's the other side of it. Like, they will figure things out, but 11, I'd rather not have to have them figure things out.
No, they were 10 or 11 or 0 in one-score games. That's
Andy's had to work way too hard the last couple of years. It's time for him to get a little breather here, man. Let's go.
And to be fair, they went 13-12. They went 12-2 with Rashee Rice. Or without
Rashee Rice. Rice, yeah.
And in the first three games, Rashee Rice had two games of 100 yards. You can see that if you watch the Kingdom documentary.
Guys get injured all the time.
This crowd is very quiet when their star player is on the ground.
In football, it's not the best out of five. It's one game. You got one game. That's it. I was tired of answering the three-peat. Everybody wants a piece of our ass. It was so emotionally draining on me as the quarterback that I wished I had retired after my ninth year. I was that exhausted. That's why I marvel at Mahomes. He's like a little kid out there.
That is audio from the Kingdom documentary, and that's Terry Bradshaw. Some interesting comments there. Like, I was done after year nine. I was cooked. I was mentally drained. I was done with the pressure.
And this is the 1970s when you didn't have what we have today.
Right. Phone in your face everywhere you look.
Right.
Questions on the internet that are either false or, you know, a fake narrative they're trying to, you know, put in there.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought it was interesting to kind of see that and watch that documentary because you were talking about, you know, the season last year, and they bring that up very vividly in, I think, the second episode, where, like, the Chiefs are up, they're down, they're up, they're down, and then, like, Peter Schrager has kind of, like, that tone in his voice, because he goes, and then there's the Denver game.
Mm-hmm.
And we all remember
that, right?
Yeah. Like, we're like, and, you know, Schrager's kind of a, I don't know what kind of a Chiefs take he is kind of guy, but he knows how to say the right things for the right demographic, but the way he's like, and then there's that Chiefs game. And you're like, or that Raiders game, or the Broncos game, which game? And you go back and you think about that Broncos game, and you think about the blocked field goal, and then they go to the locker room, and they're like, you know, Andy's like, I don't know who got it. Was it Leo or was it George? And they're like, it's Leo. And then you hear Leo Chenault goes, everybody. And then you get the story of Leo Chenault getting the jersey from Patrick or from Travis Kelce, which I thought was hilarious because like, this is Leo Chenault's fourth year in the league. And in his rookie year, he went to Travis Kelce to get a jersey signed, and he's like, yeah, I'll get it to you. And then never did. And then they give you the details of like, he got the jersey after he blocked the kick. And he's like, all of us, like he's sitting there and I thought it was hilarious when he goes, I couldn't think of a better moment than to go up to him and ask him where the jersey. And then they cut away. They're like, and that was also the same game that Travis Kelce became the all-time touchdown. It's just like, you sure you don't want it back? No, man, cheers. So
35-yard attempt, well within his range. 18 of 20 this season. His left, and one of those misses a 60-yarder in the half.
So good.
35-yard attempt from the far hash. Dixon, the punter, will hold. Raboni is the long snapper. Lutz waiting for the snap. Placement is down. Lutz's kick is blocked! It's blocked! It's blocked! The Chiefs blocked the kick! They're going to stay undefeated! The Kansas City Chiefs blocked a 35-yard field goal attempt! Kansas City wins this game on a blocked field goal.
Like, Danon's laugh is the best color analyst you could have right there.
It's like a high squeak. Play it again.
35-yard attempt. Well within his range. 18 of 20 this season. His left, and one of those misses a 60-yarder in the half. 35-yard attempt from the far hash. Dixon, the punter, will hold. Raboni is the long snapper. Lutz waiting for the snap. Placement is down. Lutz's kick is blocked! It's blocked! It's blocked! The Chiefs blocked the kick! They're going to stay undefeated! The Kansas City Chiefs blocked a 35-yard field goal attempt! Kansas City wins this game on a blocked field goal!
Danon's part is the absolute best.
Just that squeak, man.
The roar of the crowd, too.
You were there. Mac was there. Mac said he elevated out of the stadium. Bob is there with Ben Maller in his first ever Chiefs game. And you know how Ben's shtick is on the air. Like, everything's rigged. Everything's fake. And he leaves that game and he's like, I don't know what I just saw. And I remember you guys FaceTiming me and I, you know, shotgunned a beer, spit it into my phone. And Ben Maller's like, So that's dusty. Okay, duly noted. And then you're just like, after that game, I think I ran out of my house and I just absolutely freaked out. And then it's all deflated the next day because everyone's like, well, they barely beat Denver. They're not that good. It's like,
I know, okay. Right. And everybody wanted to take that away. I mean, that look, every game in the NFL is hard to win. I thought that Terry Bradshaw comment was so eye-opening. And I think so many people in the national media also really need to listen to that comment by Terry Bradshaw. He won four Super Bowls as a quarterback. One, two, took a break,
years,
and then won another two, right? And he never got the three-peat. And he's talking about in the 1970s how difficult this is. Half as many teams, in the 70s as there are today. Most of those guys, NFL was a part-time job for them. It's a full-time job now. I just don't think, as much as we say how hard it is to win in this league, people really understand how hard it is to win in the NFL. And what the Chiefs have been able to do over the last 7 years has been as difficult as anything that we've seen in sports, because you're getting everybody's best game. Look at the way all of these games ended last year, right? Mm-hmm. The Cincinnati game, the Raider game, the Denver game, the Charger game, the Carolina game. Every one of these games, this team was just pushed and pushed and pushed and pushed and still found ways to win when they were getting the best effort from every single team every single week. And yet somehow, some way, there are people that still want to poo-poo what the Chiefs have done and say that it's not that impressive and take away from that dynasty and take away from that run. You have a Hall of Fame quarterback that won four Super Bowls legitimately talking about in the 1970s, it was too much pressure and he wanted to retire because of it. And now we're in 2025 where we've got Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift's every move being documented. You think it's easy to win in the NFL right now on this team? Hell no, it's not. We've got to start celebrating what these guys have done and understand how difficult it is to win a game in this league.
Because that game was in November, right?
November 4th.
November 4th. Okay.
I think just plays like this alone, if the refs don't get involved, the Broncos win this game and don't.
How did the refs get involved?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's what it was the next day. Also, if you watch the
people are so dumb.
If you watch the Kingdom documentary, I thought the transition between how they showed Isaiah Pacheco's injury and how Kareem Hunt kind of came a part of this team, and Andy and Traeger kind of talked about Isaiah Pacheco.
Isaiah goes down. Isaiah, I mean, you got to understand, it was a big part of this whole thing, the heart of the team.
Pacheco just brings something that no one else in that team does. He runs angry, and he brought that energy, and then the dance moves when he scores. He was the juice guy also. It was a huge loss.
And that was also last year where they went 15-2. They lost wide receiver one, RB1, left tackle was a question mark, and they also lost wide receiver two. And what they compare Isaiah Pacheco is the heart of the team. They call Travis Kelce the soul of the team.
The huge loss for Pacheco. Man.
And then all of a sudden we find out that the whole situation happened to Kareem Hunt watching football at his house and text Andy.
Text
Reed
Andy.
And says, hey, if you need anything, I'd love to help out. I'm here for you. I'm in shape, ready to go. He goes, thanks, Kareem. Hope all's well. I'll talk to Veach.
Yeah.
And then he goes a couple hours later, hey, we're going to fly out to Kansas City, and then the rest is history, and you get the emotions of that, and you get the story of the second chances in the note card that says, simply, don't judge.
Don't judge, yeah. And we don't want to give a lot of it away, because I'm sure a lot of folks are, 9 o'clock at night last night, but you got to watch this if you are a Chiefs fan and really get in all the feels of everything that has gone on. But the Kareem Hunt story is really, to me, it is a remarkable kind of story, because I never thought Kareem Hunt, he didn't think he'd ever play in Kansas City again, right? Mm-hmm. Everybody thought that. And then, it goes to show you that people can change and people can be rebirthed, if you will, and rectified and really reclaim who they once were after a mistake. And I think we are quick, and I'm one as well, that, you write people off when they make these mistakes. But the older I get, the more I realize, all right, let's talk about it. Let's see if we can rectify this thing. Let's see if we can work through this thing. Everybody makes mistakes. Kareem's a very bad mistake. Rashi, a very bad mistake. Both of them on video so everybody can see the mistakes that they made. But they gave him a second opportunity to go out there. And if Kareem doesn't shoot his shot, man, like, that's good advice for everybody. Shoot your shot. You never know what somebody's going to say, because you got cut by this organization and then you texted the coach and go, hey, man, I'm still here. And he responded back to you, talked to Veach, got you in here, and he made a huge difference. But again, I continue to show you how hard it is to win. They lost the heart of their team in Isaiah Pacheco.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Echo. They lost their number one wide receiver. They lost their number three wide receiver. They didn't have a left tackle. They still went 15-2, and we're still having conversations that the dynasty's over and they're no good. It's unbelievable to me how people would rather have a hot take than actually look at details and evidence and go with the facts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart,
for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.